A violent attack on a Christian in the Middle East is a springboard for evangelism. Indonesia's quake toll rises as cleanup begins, and Kids Alive winners discover vacation with a purpose. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An E3 Partners worker in the Middle East is recovering after being brutally attacked by a radical Muslim. According to E3 Partners' Tom Doyle, their Middle East director, whom we'll call Jamal, was attacked by a conniving Muslim.
He was sharing with a Muslim that seemed to really be seeking. He seemed to know a little bit about Christianity, was talking about having dreams and visions. There was some trust there, and the leader was completely surprised that he attacked him.
Jamal was stabbed and beaten as the man asked Jamal for some literature. The skirmish got the attention of neighbors who called police. As the Muslim man was being taken away, Jamal forgave his attacker. Doyle says,
Jamal's display of forgiveness is the most powerful message because it's not the message of the other religion. That just sets Christianity in a different category.
Financial support is needed as E3 Partners trains pastors who are going to dangerous but fertile areas. Next, villages buried in landslides triggered by last week's earthquake in Indonesia may be declared mass graves. Hundreds are still missing and feared dead. The focus now is on the living and keeping them alive. Food for the Hungry's Scott Aminoff spoke to us from the heart of the quake zone in Padang, Sumatra.
The Hungry is reaching out to two of those predominantly Muslim areas. We have set up a food kitchen, and we're feeding over 700 people daily.
It's the first step of meeting physical needs. Aminoff says they've mobilized believers to respond because
I think this is a prime opportunity for the local church to move into action and be the light that God has called us to be.
In the longer term, FH is targeting two sub-districts where few others are operating.
We have also been working to address some of the other needs, such as safe water, shelter, and long-term development. And we're actively partnering with the local church to accomplish all of those goals.
You're listening to Mission Network News. You can be involved in ending world hunger this weekend. Sunday, October 11th is World Hunger Sunday. International Mission Board's Wendy Norville says,
it is a Sunday that's set aside for congregations across the United States to collect offerings and to focus on the hungry of the world and connecting people with the needs of the world.
Southern Baptist congregations will be taking special offerings this Sunday, but other participants are welcome to join in by donating online. As funding goes out to feed the hungry, the gospel will be shared, reflecting Christ's own ministry.
I think Jesus was very clear that not only are we to share with people the love of God in sharing about Jesus Christ, but we also are to meet the human needs that exist. And really, you can't separate the two.
Participate in World Hunger Sunday this weekend. Visit our website for details. And Mission Network News wants listeners like you to pray and to give, but also to go. Last April, Kids Alive International held a contest with MNN to give away a free vacation with a purpose for two to the Dominican Republic. The winner of the contest was Becky Mead, who's now in the Dominican Republic with her pastor husband, Dan. Becky knew little about Kids Alive before the trip, but has been impressed.
Just to see what they've been able to accomplish in 20 years against their plans to reach out more, and the job is huge, but they're very dedicated and very caring about all the kids that they come in contact with.
Dan will use the trip to springboard an international missions offering at his church. He was impressed, too, by Kids Alive because
they know the immediacy of the physical, yet they don't neglect the spiritual in it. I'm very impressed with the balance and the emphasis they already have.
To learn more about Kids Alive, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and The Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively about this troubled region of the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.